Okay. So now let us get ready, develop the faith, sadha, virya, that mindfully we chant, evening chanting. Turn to page 4. We will chant the vandana, tisaranena, means our three refuges. Then after that we skip the precept where we have taken the precept. Then we chant the puja, paripa puja, all those things. Then we make aspiration. Okay, turn to page 4 of your chanting book. The one with the Buddha in front. This chanting book. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. We chant the Patipaṃ Puja, page 5. Ganna-sarappaditena Dittena tamadangsina Tilokadipam sambuddhaṃ Pujayami tamoknudaṃ Ganda-sambarayuttena Dopenahaṃ sukanghina Pujaye pujaniyaṃ taṃ Puja bhajana puttamaṃ Vanna gandha gunopetaṃ Etaṃ kasuma santatiṃ Pujayami munindasa Siripada sarorohe Pujemi buddhaṃ kasumena nena Punnena mattena cha hotu mokhaṃ Pupaṃ milāyati yattā itaṃ me Kāyo tathāyati vināsa bhāvaṃ Ādivāsetu no bhante Pāniyāṃ parikāpitāṃ Ānukampāṃ upādāya Pātikāṃ hattu muttamāṃ. Okay, turn to page 18. We will do the aspiration. The significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness of ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fire of all impurities within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soonest possible. Significance of offering of flower. May this constant offering of flower to the Blessed One strengthens our faith and constantly reminds us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. Okay, making an overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of this offering, may our spiritual faculties of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers. Sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we pay respect mindfully to Triple Gem. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Suvakato bhagavata dhammo dhamma namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghang namasmi. Okay, thank you. Okay. I just want to share with you something, a bit of the photo that I took just now. We still got about 10 minutes. Okay, your WhatsApp. You go to our Cameron Yogi, Bradio Cameron Yogi. Then you will see this picture. This one. Oh. Why you cannot expand? Anyway, the one with the three wheels above the lotus, you can see or not? It's a Buddhist symbol. It's on the two triangle apex of the building in front where you do your chanting morning and evening. I sent already, but you must have signal to get it. But here, no signal. No signal, never mind. Anyway, I try to make it bigger. Wait, I show you. Okay, can see or not? Yeah, there are three wheels above the lotus. Can see or not? At the apex of the building. Can see? Okay. Oh, very good. Wow, very smart. Who say that? You say, "Whoa, sadhu." So if you understand, okay. No need. Somebody may need it. Let them take the photo. So these are the three wheel. The Dhammacakkappavattana, the turning of the wheel. There are three wheel on top. Then this is a lotus down there. For you to sit on the lotus, you must be either Sammasambuddha or great Bodhisattva. So the Buddha said, to sit on the lotus, you must do the three turning of the Four Noble Truths. Because Sammasambuddha also did that. So they say the three turning of the Four Noble Truths is right attention, is the actual training, the meditation. If you don't have three turning, you don't have the three type of wisdom and you cannot perfect it. So this one is a very good symbol. So far, I think only this Mahayana temple show this. Most of them is only one wheel. You see the Theravada temple, only one wheel. Because they sort of emphasize on the three turning, except for what they call Mahayana. Mahayana, they always talk about the three turning, San Chuan Falun. At the Sala. But the Mahayana one run a little bit. Because maybe it's the way they understand the word. You see, in Mandarin, I heard from Master Sen Hua. That's like the time when he recited the three turning. I couldn't really get the actual penetrative understanding. But that was the first time I listened to this so-called tree turning. But I never knew it was in the Theravada Sutta. So what he said was, he said, the Buddha, he said, before he became enlightened, he mentioned specifically that this Four Noble Truth, he has to turn it three times. Because four truth times three, there are 12 mode. So the tree turning and the 12 mode. Then the Mahayana one is because it's in Mandarin. So if I translate word for word, then I don't get the meaning. You know what he said? The first turning, of course, is same, proclamation of the Dhamma. So first noble truth, the Buddha said, there is a noble truth or dukkha that proclaim birth, old age, sickness and death, separation from loved one and prized possession, when you are with people whom you don't like, when you cannot get what you want. And in short, it's the five aggregates or gasping that I call dukkha. So this is the first turning, the proclamation of truth. Understand? So, Xuan Hua proclaimed, Shenti, is it? So, he said, this first noble truth under the second turning, he used Mandarin. He said, 这是苦如影子. So you know how I translate. No? This is suffering. You must know it. You see the difference. No? When you say you must know it, the meaning is different. No? Suffering is to be understood and you must know it is different. No? You ask around those who tell you, first noble truth, oh, life is suffering. They say they know already. That type of first turning, no use as yourself. But you look at the actual Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, oh, the phrasing is different. No? It's not luing zi, no. It's not you have to know it. No? This noble truth is to be understood, no, by all, no, not only you. No? So to be understood is different. No? That's why I say it runs a little bit. Yes. to know is knowledge, understand? No? What is the Four Noble Truths? Ah, then you recite everything that the Buddha proclaimed. Ah, I know already. Birth, old age, sickness, and death is suffering. But have you understood what this suffering are? You see the difference, right? You know the words. You don't understand the actual thing. That's why the translation is very important. I don't know whether Mandarin word 知 got another meaning or not. 知道, knowing, or it means understand. I mean understand also. Oh, that is correct, yeah. Oh, no wonder. Oh, I don't know which 知, I only know 知道 the 知, means suffering. Not only the Buddha has understood it. No, he said, the Buddha already knew what it is. He said, you must also know what suffering is. So to know is just the word. Understand? But to understand is you understand what suffering is. Understand? Then what are suffering? The Buddha said, birth, old age, sickness, and death. Means not the word, no. The actual process of birth, no. How you can understand it, no. Why did the Buddha say it is suffering? Normally, newborn baby, you celebrate full moon, isn't it? Then the read angke no ya, angku kue angke no ya, or you give to people. Then the what you like one that one wong kyong fan, curry on, put curry on. Is it ginger? Ah, nasi kunyit, yes. So every time got people celebrate birthday, wow, I saw that I'm very happy. Oh, I like to eat the red egg, the ang ku kueh, and the yong kong. So family very big, so each person I can take a little bit, because it's a little bit, that's why you like it. It gives you too much, you eat already, you say enough. So at that time family was very big, so every time I get to taste, I say this is good. But when you grow up, when you work, when you have money already, you don't even want to buy anymore because you have eaten before. So the tree turning is very important. But Mahayana, if you don't get the thing correct, it runs a little bit. But the second turning of the second noble truth, third noble truth, and fourth noble truth is the same. He said, the second turning, ku ji ma. He said, this accumulation, which is a cause of suffering, to the Mahayana, the second noble truth, cause of suffering is accumulation, which is also correct. No? But the Pali word is not accumulation. No. The Pali word is samudaya. No? You know what is the Pali word for Four Noble Truths? No? Yeah? Dukkha? Dukkha and what? Dukkha? Dukkha? Second one. Samudaya. Third one is Nirodha. Very good. Nirodha. Then? Magga. So they always say Dukkha Samudaya Nirodha Magga. Actually the Tivarada translation is accurate. This one Samudaya Paticca Samudaya, understand? Dependent origination. So the second noble truth, the origination of suffering or the cause of suffering, understand? Is craving. Attachment, born of delusion. Craving, attachment, or grasping, born of delusion. But Mahayana also very smart. No? Where they know all these are from memory, you know, accumulated. But I think the meaning has been lost. No? That's why they say, qi. Every time you accumulate, you will have suffering. Because you are holding on to it. If you don't hold, you don't accumulate on it. That's why all of your scars of memory you accumulate. So that word also actually quite close, quite appropriate. That's why 苦寂灭道灭is cessation. Nirodha. Then the Tao is Magga. Magga is the Noble Eightfold Path. Pa Zhen Tao, the Tao. Understand? So under the second turning, he said, this accumulation, you have to severe it or abandon it. You don't go accumulate some more. That's why don't go accumulate this phobia, fear, unhappiness, the scars of memory. Otherwise, it will cause you a lot of suffering. That's why the brain, you must know, is for you to use. So store appropriate, wholesome thing. Don't go and store all those scars of memory that can make you recall all the unhappy thing and condition you into suffering and misery. So what are the things you should accumulate inside there? I really say, you must remember your house address, your name, how you sign check. Or say, that are more important. That are what they call important facts that you need to use to live life for the form and mind. But when it is psychological, you know what is psychological? Pertaining to mental, emotional, psychological. Like your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow, your lamentation, all of your phobia. These are psychological memory, understand? The brain is not for you to store that thing. Mechanical thing, yes. Mechanical thing like knowledge, fact, and all those things. Capital, Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, world population, how much. These are facts. You accumulate, no problem. It's knowledge, understand? But when you accumulate all your psychological fear, worry, anxiety, and all the negative mental state and tendency, that is how you become afflicted. Because what is thought? Respond to that memory that you accumulate. When you accumulate means it has actually impact against you, created fear and unhappiness. That's why you want to hold on to it because it has caused you so much fear, suffering. Then you like the brain, very fast remember or no? Because it has affected you, just like Lily. Amitabha, feel the bomb come out. Wow, panic, fear. Or our sister there. Wow, how come suddenly? Faster and faster one. Fear already. And the brain always have fear of the unknown and fear of the unhappy past, the scars of memory. So when you understand how you function as a human being, then you must be very mindful of what are the things you store and hold in your brain. Because when you don't know how to use it, it becomes attachment. If you know how to use it, then it's like a computer. They got RAM and ROM, remember? What is RAM? R-A-M. Random access memory. Means it's memory chip inside there. You need, you access. That's why the computer not emotional. The computer, you give instruction, it will execute. It follow whatever instruction data it receives. But human being different. No? Human being, not random access to the memory. Because you got fear, you got phobia, you constantly attach and hold on to your memory. Even ordinary time, you don't put it there and just leave it there. Just like the red hot molten thing, you keep on remembering it and holding in your thought. No, this is my problem. No, I haven't resolved. No, that's why you have a lot of this fear, worry, anxiety, and negative thought. But this is what your thought tell you. If you don't resolve, it is going to afflict you. It's going to cause you suffering. So you hold on to it and want to resolve it. No? And because of that, this suffering will arise. So the Buddha tell you, This is the cause, accumulation. So don't simply accumulate all those things. Psychological things, no. But mechanical information is okay, like to study, to be very good in math, science, physics. For the scientist, the memory is good. So when you have this understanding, then you know how to use the memory. Then you don't go and store all those that will make you emotional, psychologically very weak. The third one is cessation. The noble truth of cessation, the Buddha said, the second thing is, this noble truth of the cessation of suffering, which is the realization of Nibbana, is to be realized. Then noble evil power is to be cultivated. The fourth noble truth, second thing. So the Mandarin one, I think Pa Zhen Tao is Lu Ying Zhen. You have to develop it or cultivate it. Realize you call what? The third noble truth. Jie Wu. So all this, the Mandarin one, the Mahayana, actually is more or less match the Theravada translation. But only the first noble truth, where it's slightly run because they use words. So if that word, like what Padmasuri say, it can mean wisdom also, then they are correct. Understand not? Otherwise, you direct translate as knowing, it becomes knowledge, then it runs a bit. Okay, now you can start your meditation. 8 o'clock, we come back. Oh, yeah. Oh, in the classical Mandarin.
In the classical Mandarin, what the Confucius said, 知之为知之，不知为不知 means if you know, you say you know. If you don't know, you know that you don't know. That is a kind of wisdom.
Correct.
The last 智慧的智，in Guan is interpreted like that, in this Buddhism, I don't know whether it is interpreted like that.
Yeah. Actually, the English saying also, God is a fool who doesn't know he is a fool, is a real fool. But a fool who knows that he is a fool is wise to that extent. So that is a saying I heard before. And I like that saying when I was young. When I heard about it, I laughed. I said, yeah, a fool who doesn't know he is a fool is a real fool. But a fool who knows that he is a fool, at least, is wise to that extent. So all these are useful, meaningful sayings when you know how to use them and apply them. Okay, you can have your meditation now. 8 o'clock. You've got 50 minutes. Then after that, we have our last session. Hopefully by then the four people who are supposed to arrive, they are here already. Where are they? Went to the room. Okay. When they come, I give them the notes. Remind me to give them the program. I think a lot of them don't have the program. Okay, you can have your meditation first. Don't worry. Make sure Pai check on you. Then ask Ponji to help you translate. Okay, so now I can rub. Ponji. I can rub. Pause. Wait, Engby, get Engby to pause it. Where is Engby?